We first heard from Russell Jokey about 2 months ago when he and a group of parents filed a lawsuit against the state and its school districts. Jokey says the genesis for the suit came when he registered his grandson at Meridian High School.
He was charged fees to take a chemistry class, to take a sports medicine class. He was charged fees to enroll in art classes.
Then Jokey had to pay a fee to register his granddaughters for kindergarten. An experience, he says, that's all too common.
We've received testimony from parents who have gone to register their children in schools, and because they didn't have the checkbook with them or didn't have cash on hand, they were stopped in the registration line and were told they could not register their child until they could come back with the money. It's unconstitutional, it's unconscionable, and it's patently wrong when the Constitution of the state requires a free public education.
Jokey's case hinges on an article of Idaho's Constitution that states the legislature has a duty to establish and maintain a general, uniform, and thorough system of public, free, common schools. And it's those words, like uniform and thorough, that will be debated in this case, as they have in past cases. For instance, the state Supreme Court ruled in 1970 that it was unconstitutional to charge students for textbooks.
What's the equivalent decision 40 years later?
That's Greg Sergianko, a law professor at Concordia University in Boise.
Are lab fees the basics? How about software for computers?
Sergianko says when Idaho's Supreme Court ruled on charging for textbooks, it said schools could charge fees for extracurricular activities like sports, but they can't charge fees for education basics. That's why Sergianko says Jokey's lawsuit could be a game changer.
I think the time may be ripe for the Idaho Supreme Court to take a look at this precedent of books and say, in the 21st century, what do schools in the state have to provide free to make for that effective public education? And if school districts aren't doing it, then this lawsuit has the potential to change the way that they do business.
At Meridian High School, where this most recent lawsuit began, nearly half of classes require a fee. Most range between $20 and $40. The school's principal says they'll work with any student who can't afford to pay. Russell Jokey and his lawyer want to prove that most districts in the state charge fees for classes. Even schools in Blaine County do. That's despite the fact that local levies in the Wood River Valley mean that schools spend more than twice the amount per student as Meridian. Mike Chatterton is business manager for the Blaine County School District.
We have science fees, we have art fees. You know, most of the fees that the typical high school does throughout the state of Idaho.
He adds fees are not an important source of revenue, but it's different elsewhere. Meridian High Principal Jeff Stans says he wishes he didn't have to charge fees, but without them, he couldn't offer courses like music, foreign languages, and the job preparation classes his school emphasizes. And that's the risk that comes with this suit, says law professor Greg Sergianko. What happens if the courts say schools can't charge class fees?
Does that mean that we'll have to reduce the quality of education?
Russell Jokey believes schools charge fees because they feel they have to. That's why he's added a second complaint. The suit now alleges that the state's entire system of funding schools violates the Constitution. The state's attorney general's office has asked that the case be thrown out, but won't comment on it. Jokey has filed for a summary judgment, asking a judge to rule in his favor without a trial. He says the judge should do that because Idaho's Supreme Court has already declared the system unconstitutional. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.